On page 20 of the October-November issue of the Freedom Socialist, we have international protests to free Nestor Salgado, movement grows for Mexican political prisoners by Gloria Romero. And this article is available in Spanish on the website socialism.com. To mark the one-year anniversary of Nestor Salgado's arrest, spirited protests were held on August 21st this year in Mexico, across Latin America, in Australia, and in the United States. Hundreds of people came out to demand freedom for Salgado and other political prisoners who are filling Mexico's jails. Salgado is suffering inhumane conditions in a high-security prison. She has become a symbol of growing resistance to increased state repression under President Enrique Peña Nieto. In response to drug cartel violence and government corruption, indigenous communities are reviving traditional methods of self-defense. This includes community police forces in which leaders are directly elected by residents and duties are shared. Nestor Salgado is one such leader. At age 20, she moved to the United States from Mexico and became a naturalized citizen. For the past several years, she has split her time between Renton, Washington, where she lives with her family, and Olinala, Guerrero, her hometown, in Mexico. She was eventually elected commander of the community police force in Olinala. During her tenure, crime rates dropped 90%, and women sought her guidance on domestic violence issues. Then, in August of last year, 2013, government officials arrested Salgado and others on fabricated charges as part of a wider crackdown on the self-defense movement. Despite support from legislators in Mexico and an order by a federal judge to release Salgado, she remains in prison with her health deteriorating. But the effort to win her freedom, kickstarted last year in Seattle, is gaining steam. It is also connecting the dots between military aid from the U.S. and stepped up repression and government corruption in Mexico. To date, the campaign has won support from more than 170 organizations and individuals, including labor unions and human rights groups. The August 21st actions this year, the largest coordinated effort so far, produced letters to President Peña Nieto, which condemned the attacks on self-defense groups as a form of genocide. 10 days later, U.S. Representative Adam Smith of Washington State sent a letter to Secretary of State John Kerry calling on the State Department to intervene. The letter was co-signed by Senators Patty Murray and Maria Cantwell and six other congressional delegates from Washington and California. From her prison cell, Salgado sent a message to protesters. I am not broken. I will hold on as long as necessary. I want to salute all those women and men who fight every day in their towns or wherever they may be for a democratic, just, and free Mexico, purged of organized crime and corrupt officials. An international cause. The protests were initiated by the Committee of for Revolutionary International Regroupment, or the CRIR, together with Salgado's family. CRIR is made up of socialist parties representing five countries: the POS, or Partido Obrero Socialista, in Mexico, Núcleo por un Partido Revolucionario Internacionalista in the Dominican Republic, the Partido Revolucionario de las y los Trabajadores in Costa Rica, and the Freedom Socialist Party in the United States and Australia. Events took place in front of the Mexican consulate and embassies in the United States, Costa Rica, Brazil, Argentina, and the Dominican Republic. They helped to raise heat on Peña Nieto over the suppression of self-defense forces, indigenous communities, and social activists. Among those targeted are Dr. Jose Morales, organizer of a self-defense group in Michoacán, who was arrested with compañeros in June, and Marco Antonio Suastegui, leader of the Council of Ejidos and Communities Opposed to La Perota, a dam project in Guerrero. Especially inspiring were rallies held across Mexico. In Olinala, people came from surrounding areas to march. They bravely faced military blockades. In Mexico City, the rally was attended by members of Nestor's family, the rector of the Autonomous University of Mexico, and the sister of Rocio Messino, an indigenous woman who was murdered in Guerrero. The wife of Arturo Campos, another arrested leader in Olinala's security force, said she'd never kept silent about the injustice she and her husband have suffered. POS leader and CRIR co-founder Cuate Ruiz said the repression unleashed by Peña Nieto has created misery for the community while aiding drug cartels and multinational mining corporations in exploiting indigenous lands. In Buenos Aires, a rally organized by the TPR, or the Tendencia Picuentera Revolucionaria, was met with 30 federal police, water cannon trucks, and a mobile satellite intelligence vehicle, a sobering reminder that the militarization of police is a global phenomenon. TPR saluted Nestor's struggle as unifying the left wing on both sides of the Rio Bravo. In Melbourne, a protest led by FSP included Aboriginal leaders, groups from Australia and West Papua, and anarchist Black Cross. The U.S. connection driving it home. U.S. actions were held in New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, and Portland, Oregon. Los Angeles supporters of the Mexican political prisoners held a press conference and festive rally that included Aztec dancers. Then, on August 26, they turned out to picket the Mexican president as he motorcaded through their city. In Chicago, Yo Soy 132 joined forces with Gay Liberation Network. In San Francisco and New York, speakers connected the attacks on Mexico's indigenous communities to the fear perpetrated by police in U.S. communities of color. In Seattle, advocates held signs at a press conference outside of the Mexican consulate as Salgado's husband, Jose Luis Avila, called upon officials to release her. Speakers included Lynn Dodson of the Washington State Labor Council and King County Council member Larry Gossett. At a rally later in the day at the federal building, speakers included Rita Zawada of the Arab American Community Coalition, reflected the broadening interest in Salgado's cause. On behalf of CRIR, FSP leader Gary Hodderson called for an end to the U.S. counterinsurgency training and military aid to Mexico, which is being used to clear the path for foreign investments in resource exploitation. Free Nestora. At each rally, letters signed by supporters were delivered via the consulates to Peña Nieto, calling on him to open the prison doors for Salgado and other self-defense leaders. As Mexico's attack on the right to organize intensifies, opposition to it is growing, fueled by the passion for justice of people like Salgado's family and supporters. To get involved or to make a donation, please visit the Facebook page entitled Libertad para Nestora, freedom for Nestora. Or you can go to the webpage, freenestora.org. And that is the end of the article. This and other articles can be found at socialism.com.